A well-worn GOP talking point was given new life this year when a federal corruption investigation into Commonwealth Edison revealed Madigan as public official A, who the utility sought to influence through its lobbying practices. Since the feds dropped that investigation in July, 8 House Democrats have now publicly committed to not voting for Madigan for a 19th term as Speaker. And now, Republicans are opening the door to backing a challenger for Speaker instead of casting their votes for their party leader. Here's Representative Mark Batnick, who just survived a well-funded race from a Madigan-backed Democrat in Plainfield.
I'm willing to do whatever it takes to turn the state around.
Representative Mike Marin, a Fithian, said he wouldn't even mind ending up with a Speaker politically to the left of Madigan.
You know, I'd be happy to take the risk of a more progressive member getting in charge just to have a fair fight in the arena of ideas.
But Madigan supporters have also gone public in recent days, including Democrats' biggest backers in organized labor. I'm Hannah Meisel.